Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome. You're listening to Talk the Tea with E, a weekly podcast for everyone. Join E every week right here on Blog Talk Radio as she opens up interesting conversations about everything from family, love, marriage, relationships, you name it, she's got the tea. This show is brought to you by Heart to Hand Shoebox Ministries, in association with Pieces of Me, an autobiography by Erica Patrick Van Zandt. As always, we hope you enjoy the show. Now sit back, relax, and get ready. It's about time to talk the tea with your girl E.
With your girl E.
With your girl E. With
good evening, lovely. I hope you guys are having a fabulous day. Thank you for tuning in to Talk the Tea with your girl E. And of course, I'm your girl E. I'm coming back with a subject, y'all, that I have finally grasped the meaning of, and that's love and relationships. Is there a difference? These days, people believe that you have to be in a relationship to be in love. And most people think that if you're in love, you have to be or you need to be in a relationship. But guess what? Neither is correct. And after having, you know, the serious relationships that I've had that were very broken, I was actually asked the question, do I still believe in love? And of course I do. You know, so then they asked me why I wasn't in a relationship at that time. And I told them because I believe in love and relationships. I don't have to be in love to be in a relationship. It's a difference, a big difference. So first, let's dissect the definition of both because they are not the same. The definition defines love as an intense feeling of deep affection, having a great interest and pleasure in something or someone. And by the way, it does not take a relationship to have these feelings. And every feeling of love that you have, it doesn't mean that you have to be in a relationship. I promise you, had I had done these podcasts 35 years ago, I would have saved myself a whole bunch of jacked up nonsense, I promise you. But anywho, love is not a temporary feeling. It's not a temporary emotion. Emotions and feelings, they change day by day. But love is supposed to be everlasting. It is not finding your happiness in someone else and wanting you to give that first priority to them. Love is something which is beyond conditions, cons, and pros. Have you ever seen a flower and you liked it so much that you picked it and you kept it with you? No, that's not love. Love is to stay with wherever it's happy, wherever it's caring, wherever it's blooming. Now, let's look at the meaning of relationship. The definition of a relationship is the way in which two or more concepts, objects, or people are connected, or the state of being connected. So, it says to be connected. Now, let's look at the definition of connected. The definition defines a connection as a relationship in which a person, thing, or idea is linked or associated with something else. So, if we look at a relationship and we look at a connection, they mean about the same thing, right? but it does not mention having to have love involved. So in other words, you can have a relationship or be connected to someone, and love don't have to be involved at all. There are so many relationships that people are in that they believe they love one another because they're in a relationship. Or some believe that because they love one another, they must be in a relationship. Let me repeat this, lovely. The two have nothing to do with one another. Relationship is a sub part of love. If you love a girl or you love a dude and your feelings and understanding matches, you both will be in a relation, a kind of a relation that some people think that it's only imaginary. Being in love is not always saying that I'm in a relationship. Being in love means thinking about that someone special every time you are free. Being in love means praying for that person every single day, every single night, silently, when they don't even know they're being prayed for. Being in love means understanding that person's pain, even if they never shared it with you. Being in love means looking at them selflessly with love in your eyes. Being in love means standing by their side in all their good and their bad times. Being in love means blushing hard just because you are looking at their picture. Being in love means forgetting what you want to say to this person when you are in front of them because they just blow you away. Being in love means dreaming of a future with this person and not even knowing that you eventually will be put together by God. Being in love means writing their name repeatedly on your hand and then washing it off so you can rewrite it again. Being in love, it just means just that, being in love. It's not always physical, but your souls will eventually attach to the person you're supposed to be in love with, not a relationship with, but be in love with. Yes, I do believe in love. I believe that that is the greatest gift besides life that God could have gave mankind. Nowadays, people want to be in a relationship anyhow, and they are going to go with the flow, which can lead them to misunderstanding and many other issues. There is a huge difference, y'all, between being in love and being in a relationship. Let me give you one real life example so that you can relate the ending of being in love without being in a relationship. So I had a friend or associate, and she was in college, and she liked a guy, and he had a crush on her. She had a crush on him. So after some days, she texted me, and she was like, guess what, E, I'm in a relationship with this guy. And so I was like, okay, congratulations, you know, this and that. You know, and I asked her, I was like, so you really, you know, you really love him, don't you? And her reply to me was, I'm going to learn how to love him. So by seeing such a reply from her, it really shocked me because what if that guy really loved her from the core of his heart? What will happen if she ever left him? That's what I was saying to myself. So later, I got to know that after knowing all the truth, the guy did end up breaking up with her, and she really regretted it. The worst feeling in the world is trying to make yourself love someone just because you are in a relationship. Who wants forced love? I know I don't. I've had forced love before, and it does not feel good. Or who wants to be in a relationship with someone that has to learn to love them? Or who wants to be in a relationship because y'all done slipped up and y'all done had kids together? Now you think that you're stuck. So you're just going to sit here, you're going to force him to love you, he's going to force you to love him? No, that's not how it works. You guys are going to sit there and you're going to be miserable. And you're going to make each other miserable, which eventually will make your kids miserable. That is the last thing that I ever want. I don't want to have forced love in my life anymore. I done been there, done that, and it does not feel good. So I would like to please give you guys advice. Don't get into a relationship if you are not sure about your love for your partner, because they can be very much serious about you and vice versa. If you are not sure of their love for you or your love for them, do not get into a relationship. The worst thing that can happen is that they have true love and genuine feelings for you, and the worst is that you leave them in the future and it ends up in drastic situations or vice versa. And when I say drastic, I mean drastic. About domestic violence drastic. We're talking about you tell this person that you don't love them and they've been with you for X amount of time and they kill you drastic. I've seen it happen. I've heard of it happening. I know it to be true through my own experiences and people that I know that are 6 feet in the ground because they did not want to be with someone. And this person loved them unconditionally. So guess what? They told them, if I can't have you, nobody can. And now they're gone. Think about that, lovely, please. So that's what I had on my heart today. That is all I have for y'all. I thank you guys for tuning in with your girl E, your sister E, on Talk the Tea with E. Please push that follow button and that like button and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. And if you have any topic to hear discussed on my podcast, email me at talkthetwithe@gmail.com. And please do me a favor, share this podcast. It may be someone out there that really needs to hear this. I love you, love you so much. Have a very blessed evening.
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to Talk the Tea with E, a podcast powered by Heart to Hand Shoebox Ministries, in association with Pieces of Me, an autobiography by Erica Patrick Van Zandt. If you have show ideas or would like to be a guest on the show, remember to email us at talkthetwithe@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Facebook, and tune in every week to get your dose of Talk the Tea with E. God bless and good night.